The Cabinet will meet this morning ahead of this afternoon's budget announcements. The soaring cost of living, particularly of energy, food and rent, means that millions will be waiting to hear if they will get effective financial help. The various sectors of the economy have been lobbying for months now ahead of the budget. The hospitality sector is one of them, and our reporter Micheál Ó-Scanoil has been hearing some of their hopes.
Energy prices have doubled and tripled from this time last year, and you're immediately looking at, like, to turn an oven on to bake a loaf of bread. It is one of our biggest outlays, and that combined with the increase of, like, fuel costs for distribution, and we really haven't even seen the full impact of what flour prices are going to be yet. The harvest is just now. We still haven't seen the true impact of the crisis in Ukraine. So there's an awful lot to come down the line. And as I say, so any further cost increases, we're receiving cost increases week on week. And if the government increases more now, it will be put a lot of people to bed.
Patrick Ryan is owner and baker at Firehouse Bakery in County Wicklow. He, along with others in the tourism and hospitality industries, is operating at a reduced rate of VAT introduced in November 2020 to help recoup earnings lost during COVID-19. It's expected, unless announced as a surprise in this budget, that the normal 13.5% rate will return as planned in March.
The retention of the 9% VAT reduction has to stay. Like, this year has been kind of unprecedented in terms of cost increases. It's been across the board. It's been packaging, it's raw materials, it's labour, it's transport, it's energy. Like, the pandemic might be coming towards an end, but I think its true impact on business hasn't even started yet. And any increase from the government at all on any businesses is just going to be the final nail in the coffin. Literally over the next 6 months, you're going to see a lot of businesses really go to the wall.
This cooler system in Paddy Blue's pub in Gorey, County Wexford, has to run 24 hours a day. The cost of energy is just one thing the pub's owner, Jimmy Fleming, hopes to see addressed in Budget 2023.
All over the country, they've doubled and trebled and quadrupled in some places. So there is a big ASB bill in most businesses because a lot of lights, a lot of power thrown the coal rooms and all that. So we're looking for sort of maybe the businesses get sort of subsidy towards turnover what they're doing so it can go against their high cost of energy. We're the highest VAT in Europe, so we are on alcohol. So maybe if we cut a couple of percent on that, but it's probably too much from that they'd be losing out. But a couple of percent will make all the difference, like, because wages, the minimum wage is going up now from, I think, the 1st of January. So that's another maybe 10% increase in wages, which we can't pass on. We can't just keep putting up the price of drink whenever something comes up. So maybe if they could reduce the VAT by a couple of percent and we can soak up then the wage increase whenever those happen in January.
The lobbies of the Amber Springs and the Ashtown Hotel, also in Gorey, are busy. Paddy Redmond, one of the owners of the hotels, welcomed the increase in minimum wage, which will help some of their around 300 staff amid a cost of living crisis. It will, however, add to their list of outgoings, already much higher year on year, a list he says must be offset with budgetary measures.
Because of the cost of living, people need an increase. But I suppose businesses need to have support to be able to survive all those increases across the board. From our point of view in the hospitality sector, we'd like to see support similar to what was the support given in the COVID. Even though we think this is a more difficult period for businesses, energy costs have quadrupled in most cases. Our energy increase this year is going to be 500,000, which is half a million of an increase from last year. So for any business to be able to soak up that is just nearly impossible. And that's separate to other increases that you have in the building. That's just energy, electricity and gas only. £500,000. Now, very few businesses can sustain an increase of that level and be able to keep the doors open. So we need a huge support from the government, and we need the government to acknowledge the problems that are going to arise from this energy crisis. There should have been more done by governments in the last 10 years to promote greener energy. We're talking about it now, but it's probably too late. It's going to take us another 10 years before it has any great natural impact on the energy crisis. And it's not just energy, I suppose, all our food costs, everything that you go purchase in a hotel or anywhere at the moment, everything is just crazy in money terms. Like, so it's across the board, everything is going to have a serious impact. The government need to look at it really strong to see what supports, because if they don't, businesses are going to fail across the country.
The views from some in the hospitality sector. That was our reporter, Micheál Ó-Scanoil, reporting from County Wicklow.